Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Firefighters near Orleans have all but contained a lightning-ignited fire. It's 6.5 acres of land in the Six Rivers National Forest, and firefighters were concerned that it would easily spread. It was in an inaccessible area in the forest, and the U.S. Forest Service launched an air and ground attack with 5 fire crews, planes, and helicopters. The fire is not out, but firefighters say it is 90% contained. Thursday, backup crews were headed to the scene. The battle to contain the Lodge Fire burning near Laytonville in Mendocino County continues. The fire has grown to more than 11,000 acres and more than 2,200 personnel have been assigned to the fire, but fire crews are gaining ground in containing the fire. Containment now stands at 50%. Rugged terrain continues to make life difficult for fire crews, and officials continue to focus on keeping the fire away from populated areas as it moves to the south and east. Smoke is affecting air quality in the fire area, and drivers on Highway 101 can see the fire from the roadway in some spots. The Red Cross has set up an emergency shelter in Leggett to house those forced to evacuate, and evacuation orders remain in effect for areas south of Highway 101 and west of Cummings Road. Humboldt County authorities have suspended their search for a mother and her 2 children reported missing and at risk. The woman, Athena Doyle, was reported missing from her Humboldt Hill home by her mother. With her were her 2 children, 5 and 2 years old. But the woman reported to Humboldt County deputies that she was simply moving out of the area, and her mother did not wish her to do that. She said she's okay. And based on that information, deputies suspended their alert to find Athena Doyle. Authorities are looking for the man who stole cash and Cheetos from a Eureka market last week. The man entered Pat's Market near Henderson Center and grabbed cash from the cash register, bags of Cheetos, and then ran. This happened on Wednesday morning, August 6th. He returned Thursday evening and tried the same thing. This time he fled empty-handed. Police say the man may live in the area, and during the first robbery was wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt with residue of drywall on it. Detective Ron Harpum of the Eureka Police is heading up the investigation. The College of the Redwoods has reached an agreement to offer classes at Arcata and McKinleyville High Schools for the fall semester. Redwoods already offers classes at Eureka High and South Fork High, and by adding the Northern Humboldt Union School District, more students can take advantage of the general education class offering. CR Vice President Keith Snowflamer said in a statement that the new program allows students at Arcata and McKinleyville High Schools to take college courses while still in high school and earn college credits. Eureka High offers 8 classes per semester, and Arcata and McKinleyville will add a total of 5 classes, while South Fork offers 1 general education class. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. He was one of the most wanted men in the local region. He was one of the country's most wanted men as well. And then the discovery of human remains on a river bar in southern Humboldt brought to a close the case of wanted murderer Shane Miller. Sheriff Mike Downey was in charge of the 3-month-long manhunt for Miller, a search that began once Miller's abandoned truck was located last year.
As time went on, I think it became pretty apparent, because there had been no sightings, no real sightings of Mr. Miller, a couple of phantom sightings, it's hard for a person to just drop completely out of sight for that long without something, some kind of tick somewhere that says I'm still around or I may still be around.
Downey also pointed out that even with the use of dogs, the outdoor area diluted their senses of smell quickly, and the terrain and the vast expansive area to be searched were obstacles.
I'll guarantee you, in my mind, that the time between when the truck was dumped and he met his demise was very short. I think that when you're talking about such a vast area, and we spent 3 weeks out there on this manhunt, with cadaver dogs, with ground troops, The location of where the remains were found was rather inaccessible.
In the days just before Miller's remains were found, he had been profiled on a new CNN show about fugitives on the run from the law. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.